Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
They got me.
What happened, Leroy?
I thought I was just doing a hit.
Huh?
But it was the sports reporters. It's like, oh, I didn't, like, they got me.
Were you on live?
No, it's recorded.
What,
the with sports reporters? It was Jeremy Schapp.
Wow.
Adam Scheffler.
So what were you talking about?
Just Super Bowl and sports and football.
Oh, I thought
you called me off guard.
I thought you were like going on to talk about the Jimmy thing.
No.
So you're talking to Shefty?
It was four people with Jeremy Schapp.
Wow.
So you know me and Adam Scheffler were in Michigan together.
I didn't know that actually.
Yeah.
Well, I could smell their cologne on you. Disgusting.
So when's that Aaron? When's that Aaron?
I don't know. I thought again.
We need
Jeremy.
More
Jeremy called me, text me during like we're doing the show. Mm-hmm. He says, "Hey, can you come on? I'm in a pinch." And I'm like, "Sure, no problem." So I go into Zoom, and I'm like, I see the whole like
the whole crew.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
I said, oops.
Hit that Lenny Harris on us, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was fine. We just talked about, and then the one, there was, what's her name, Angie. She went to Ohio State, so she was talking trash about Ohio State. So my intro was, it's pretty amazing that the two coaches that the fan base wanted to fire might win a national championship and a Super Bowl, and I'm just going to sit back and laugh.
That's good. Let's get the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Heat, they win last night, 125-119.
Half price pizza, baby.
In double overtime, you get that Papa John's today.
That Papa John's, half price off your order. Oh, by the way, and they told me to sit down because I showed my shirt. And
I love that.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, it was fun.
So, yeah, he get a win yesterday. We had yesterday Jonnu Smith
yep.
named to the Pro Bowl. replacing Travis Kelce on the roster. Congrats to him.
Well, I mean, that was the two people we talked about beforehand, right? It was either Jonnu Smith or it was going to be Zach Sealer.
Yep. Speaking of tight ends, by the way, I'm watching some of these Senior Bowl highlights on Twitter right now. Arroyo is cooking out there, dude.
Yeah, he's cooking out there right now. He has the makeup of Jonnu Smith. Like, they're athletic. They look like just big wide receivers, but Arroyo is a little more physical inside too. That is the prototypical tight end right now.
Yeah, he's dazzling right now in Mobile, Alabama.
Where this is all, can we do something about that?
Being in Mobile, Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know somebody going to pay some money and it's going to end up in Vegas or something, right?
I think, didn't you say, like, I thought you said, like, they're trying to, they try to keep it in, like, boring places because, you know, they don't want the prospects getting into trouble.
Well, it's not only that. It's the amount of people that come in to see it with the coaches and stuff like that. And they don't really want a lot of fanfare with it.
Well, I got something that I think is going to make Jennifer really annoyed or really happy. I'm not really sure.
Oh, you cropped somebody out of the way picture?
That sounds.
Well, I think the person in sports that Jennifer hates the most, if I had to say, the person that she hates the most is Jake Paul. Wow. I think she
is this true?
She does Jennifer, hate football. Is this true?
He's the most? I'm not sure, but I mean, he's up there.
Is he top five, top 10?
Yeah.
I'd say top three.
Top five.
Well, Jake Paul is now revealing his next opponent, it appears.
Ooh.
And Jake Paul, coming up on March 27th, is going to be fighting his brother Logan Paul.
Oh, please.
Whoa. The Paul brothers are going to fight. It appears it's going to air on Max at the end of March. But we have a showdown. Paul v. Paul.
So yeah, they're fighters that avoid people they work out with. Right? Wait, how many times? That's why DC wouldn't DC stay in a different weight class.
He can't do that, though. He can't do that.
What do you mean he can't do that? He just did that.
No, but he can't do that. This is okay. This is my concern.
This is the theatrics of this is going to be ridiculous.
You don't think this could turn out to be a real fight?
No,
why not?
I will tell you why. April 19th is WrestleMania. There's no
April 19th is the national holiday. My birthday.
All right. Oh. Okay.
So wait. Sorry. This is March. Then it says March.
Yeah, but the end of March. So you're telling me he's gonna get into a full brawl, and then 3 weeks later, you know, that's where the money is. WrestleMania is where
the
money is.
Hold on. You
take a deep breath.
You think they wrestling for real?
No, I don't. Which is
it's like, how is he going to go through the ordeal of WWE and then go fight?
No, it's the other way around. I'm saying that we know this isn't going to be a real fight because the real money is WrestleMania a few weeks later.
So wouldn't you like to see, but like maybe Big Brother could knock out his little brother. Maybe this is finally what everybody's wanted, which is Jake Paul to lose. And if he doesn't, maybe he knocks out his other brother, who everybody also hates.
You're hoping one of them gets knocked out. I'm telling you, they're going to be hugging.
How about this? What if they both get knocked out?
Okay.
Oh, that would be terrible. Like they
Can I just say this has the makings of a dud.
I think it's going to be good.
Because there's no way you can set it up without saying I hate my brother.
What sounds good about that?
Well, first of all,
you don't have a brother, so you don't understand.
I don't have a brother. You're right.
Yeah, my brother's been in fights, but I would never go nationally and fight him on front of TV, on front of pay-per-view.
You wouldn't for $10 million?
No!
Really?
No!
I'll fight your brother for $10 million if you want me to.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't, dude. Yeah, and it'd be real?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have a brother.
So you don't, like, listen. I get you can put on an event of you fighting your brother, but under no circumstances is it going to be real.
But this is the thing. I like the idea. See, I'm not.
You don't have a brother. Of course you like it.
Fine. You can say that. But what I like is I like if the circus fights the circus. I'm for that. I don't like when Jake Paul tries to fight real boxers and tries to convince us, I'm a boxer. Now, this is what you are. You're a cartoon character fighting another cartoon character. Like, that's what it should be.
But it's his brother.
Yeah, but they hate each other.
No.
Or they can act like they hate each other. I don't know.
Where does it say
they're always together?
They're always together.
No, I think they have beef.
No, I don't think they have beef.
I think they do, Jennifer.
No.
There's sibling rivalry, but I don't know if it's beef.
You don't think that?
You know what kind of mentality you got to get in to say, this is my brother. We've been thick as thieves since birth, and I'm a bust him in the face on national TV. You know what kind of leap you have to take to do that?
I don't think it's that big a leap.
Yes, it is.
You don't think they've sparred before?
The sparring is different. Yeah, the beef is real as an impossible burger. That's right.
I'm so
you
sad. Can't.
You guys were more I'm excited.
You,
hold on.
I'm telling you that look, I don't care what you say to me. Mm-hmm. If you have a brother or women, you have a sister. Yep. I don't care how much you hate her or how much you hate him. Getting in a ring and punching him in the face is a whole different animal.
I can't use that about right now.
I like it. I'm for it. This is the most excited I've been for a Jake Paul fight in a while.
We're not going to get you off of this perch.
No, I think it's great.
Tobin, I feel like you're just trying to convince yourself.
This right.
No, I really am not. Like, see, this is, I always have the best temperature on this stuff. I told you immediately as Mike Tyson, Jake Paul was announced. I'm like, this is stupid. It's going to be a disaster. I told you all that. And I was right.
And the only thing we remember from that is seeing
Tyson. His ass cheeks. Yeah, we've seen his.
Right. That's it. That's the only
I think this could be legitimately entertaining. I think this can be legitimately entertaining.
Because I think they're going to get after it. Are going to be involved?
Yeah, baby.
That's not entertaining.
You hold on. If this ends, J-Fig, with one of them legit.
The thought behind it sounds great to see. Two brothers going at it.
This is the most.
Okay, but the fact that they've been kicking it since they were little and they've done everything together. How serious can the fight be?
He even went to go support him during Tyson. So
right.
Just because he wants to be seen. Like, it's all a business.
Oh, so you're. So and it's this not is not about a business. Supporting his brother. Right. It's about being seen.
I think this is going to happen.
You like, dude, what is.
I think this
you know what? Jay Gatto makes a great point. Why don't you go there
and ask them?
Ask
them
questions. Yeah. And then there will be some sort of.
No. I don't like what you guys are doing because you're trying to make it seem like I could actually stir up some real beef.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And yes. I don't do
wait,
that.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
That was in there.
I got your hat. Who was front and center?
Okay, but that's not fair. I didn't know he was going to grab his hat.
Wait, did Floyd think you set it up?
Oh, he did.
See, okay.
He ignored me the next time he saw me.
Behind every controversy that we've talked about, you were somewhere behind it, my friend. I'm telling you, Jimmy, Pat, Mayweather, come on, dude. There was a melee, and all we could see, you try to hold the mic. Come on.
The mic stand that yes. Way. Boy.
I was tangled by his bouncers.
Mean, I got sucked in one time when we were interviewing. We were just sitting there talking, and all of a sudden we got Golden Boy on, and then a press conference broke out in front of us.
You were nervous both times we had Golden Boy on because I asked him about Canelo like right off the bat. He was great on Canelo. He's a very charming man.
Can I just tell you, if you sit down and talk to him for like 5 minutes, you're like, wow, Golden Boy. Didn't you talk to other people? Right at, oh my goodness. It's the most confusing thing in the world. I do not know what to make of the whole thing with him and everybody else. I don't.
I do. Cocaine, dude. That is usually the problem that I'm assuming. He might be high as a kite, Yogi. Which brings me to my point.
He wasn't high as a kite with us.
No, exactly. And well, then, you know, sometimes he gets a little crazy.
By the way, speaking
of this
whole thing worse, before we move on, that he puts in the caption, the moment you've waited a decade for.
People have been wanting to see this. No, people have been wanting to see this.
No one has waited for this.
People have been wanting.
No one cares.
Wait,
no
one cares. J-Fix says, no.
I'm going to go comment on this post and go.
But that's just because you hate the Paul brothers and you don't want to follow.
If I hated them that. Well, I do. But like, I've never asked for this.
I'm telling you right now, Jennifer, this is the most likely event you will see a Paul brother get knocked out. His brother versus brother.
They won't knock each other out.
I'm telling you.
He didn't knock Tyson out, but he'll knock his brother out.
He wasn't going to knock Mike Tyson out. And that's not what I said. I said that the most likely outcome of is him getting knocked out is his brother against him.
But he's not better than his brother.
Who's to say? Big brother, there's not a big brother, little brother type of mind.
30 pounds heavier than his brother?
Logan Paul's a big dude.
Okay.
Logan Paul's a big dude.
This just tells me, though, that Conor McGregor versus one of these guys got X'd. Like, that, to me, should have been the
fight. He can't fight, though. Conor McGregor can't fight. He's under contract with the UFC. That's what they make fun of him with. Like, you can't do it. You're under contract. Which, by the way, why was Conor McGregor randomly at a Jazz-Bucks game yesterday? Why was he messing with Brooke Lopez? Can somebody get him off the yayo?
Just please, someone, just wrangle this man.
This guy has more snow in his nose than a damn Buffalo Bills fan. Like, this is ridiculous.
It really is just Rick James everywhere he goes. It's just very strange.
But like, he's always sweating, no matter how cold it is. He got one of the...
It's like, Connor, why are you sweating? We're in Utah. It's cold. Why was he in Utah?
Last time I saw him quiet. Don't
they have fights in Utah, right? Don't they?
They do fight UFC in Utah.
Yeah.
And by the way, UFC, when are you going to announce the Miami card, dude? I'm sick of waiting already. Mm.
Wait a minute. You have been on a roll these last couple of minutes. You need to slow your roll a little bit. Ever since we criticized you on your Paul versus Paul take, you just start going off on people.
Nah, I was bummed out yesterday because Dustin Poirier said he's not going to be on the Miami card. But our boy Bo Nickel, he says for sure the main event is going to be Ilya Topuria and Volkanovski too for the featherweight belt. It's also said that Masvidal is going to be the card. We know Gilbert Burns is going to be on the card. Yeah. I thought Dustin Poirier was going to be on the card, and he says that's fake news.
Yeah.
Bummed about that.
Me too.
I got you.
I can't believe you guys aren't into Paul versus Paul.
Dude.
You know, I read the comment section and no one cares.
We all, because, like, I'm telling you, I would never fight my brother.
Someone put, I haven't been waiting for this. It makes two of us.
I mean, like, we've all been in fights with siblings, but not like that.
Some people have been waiting for this.
No, they haven't.
Honestly, Marco, this comment section,
you say, you fight your brother for $10 million.
I got four brothers.
There's one of them. So first of all, yeah. Somebody told a dude on the golf course when I was playing this weekend, you soft as a soft shell crab. So I'm like, wow. So here's the deal. You got four brothers.
Yeah.
You ain't fighting all of them. You gotta pick which one you would fight.
There's one I'd fight.
See what I'm saying? So what if
you can put me in a ring?
What if we put you in a ring at the other one, the ones you wouldn't fight?
I wouldn't. There'd be no way I would be able to put full. I'd let them knock me out before I knock them out.
So you understand the dilemma?
Yeah, it's just no way that they can go, you know, balls to the wall and like really try to knock each other out just because,
right?
You know, they're brothers. He has WrestleMania. This is just gonna be a hug fest.
Dude, I'm telling you, Toby.
Dude, he doesn't. Okay, first of all, just so you know, Frog.
No, we don't know clearly.
Wrestling is Peter Pan stuff.
This guy, wait.
WrestleMania.
If of the four of us, this guy is the only person that is about that WWE life and treats it as serious.
It's where the money's at, dude. These guys did jackass stuff kicking each other in the nuts. Like, you're telling me they wouldn't knock each other out for $20 million apiece?
That's different, though.
That's a big payday.
When you're doing little jokey jokes with each other, right, it's a lot different than you putting a mouthpiece in and putting gloves on and actually fighting your brother.
The Kachucks fight every game.
No, it's not the same.
That's true.
You cannot compare that.
It's like, dude, you like that. Like, that should be a question.
What?
Would you fight your sibling?
Mm. Also, they're saying that this might just be promo for an actual movie.
For 10 million, but if you fake it, you don't get paid. So would you Nike your sibling out?
Man.
So while Marcos is sitting there saying, oh, I got one brother I would fight, you already said that he'd probably knock me out because I wouldn't knock him out.
Yeah.
That's the dilemma. That's the issue we're all talking about right there.
Hmm. If this is like a promotional stunt and this is like, you know, some sort of lineup for Prime or like,
this has
you know,
to be for a reality TV gonna be on show.
They've already put Max on the bottom of it.
Yeah. No, I meant his drink, like his energy drink, like, you know, some sort of advertising thing. And we really got hook, line, sinker here.
We didn't get hooked.
I'm going to be upset.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker got hooked.
I'm just telling you, I like it. It's a great idea.
It isn't even like mentioned that it's like both of them fighting each other. Like, sure, yeah, they're both
on the same card.
But this might just be like,
what if they're on the same card?
Who else would you like? Let me ask you this. All right. Well, then who else would you like to see Jake Paul fight? He's done everything there
himself.
Is
himself.
Wilder.
No, I would like to see him fight Wilder.
Okay.
Wilder.
Yeah, he's going to fight Deontay Wilder. Okay.
What are you asking me, dude? He won in any way.
Who would, yeah,
he's going to Wilder not going
to. Why don't you put Francis Ngannou on the list, too?
Okay. Connor's not a thing.
He'll fight Deontay Wilder when Deontay Wilder collects Social Security.
Yeah.
I would say I would just like him to fight somebody that's ranked in the top 15.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
If I told you who the number 15 light heavyweight in the world was, would you know him?
He's not a light heavyweight, is he?
Yeah, he is. Oh. That's what he's fought at.
Okay.
190.
So yeah, there you go.
Cruiserweight. If I told you the number 15 cruiserweight, would you know?
We got to go top 10 in cruiserweight.
Cruiserweight's thin.
Yeah, you got to go top 10.
Take a break.
Masvidal.
Masvidal's back in the UFC though. He's not going to do it.
All right.
Take a break. We spent way too much time on this. I apologize.
It's your fault.
It's always your fault.
It's your fault.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen at Hard Rock Stadium in July. If you guys want to enter, text the word HARD to 20357. H-A-R-D. HARD. Text that to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Morgan Wallen, he is going to be at Hard Rock Stadium in July. And, you know, at that point, Leroy and I will be a lot richer because of Kalel Ware.
Yup.
The warehouse is officially open for business, dude. Man, woof, the way this guy's shooting right now. Holy crap. I mean,
did you see where that alley-oop went?
Dude, what?
It was at the top of the square. And he went lefty.
Like, in all seriousness, this guy is I mean, he's a highlight reel dude. Like, I can't remember, like, the last time the Heat have had good players, all right? And Tyler's shooting. I love Tyler taking, like, Steph Curry deep threes now. And Bam's done some incredible stuff, too. But I'm telling you, I'm, like, on the edge of my seat right now watching Kalel Ware every single night because I'm like, this guy's going to do something crazy. I feel like he's going to do something crazy.
I think it's more amazing that he's shooting a pretty good clip from three. And they keep leaving him alone. Not that it matters because he's 7 foot.
Yeah. Go ahead. What are you going to do? Wembanyama, he's already cooked him. Who else you got?
There you go.
He's good by himself, but the energy he brings the team is like, that's really what's key. The freedom that I saw Bam play with yesterday and the aggressiveness is something I haven't seen all season.
He's only been wanting it all year. He finally gave Spo that side eye like, really, bro? You've been waiting this long? You really put Kevin Love out there for 40 games.
And this Kevin Love, you know, you're a real funny guy.
Did you like his 2 minutes yesterday?
It was better on Instagram than it was on the court yesterday, Kevin Love. Seems like your thumbs are doing much more talking as of recent.
He's had busy thumbs.
He's been a chirper on Twitter, hasn't he? He's been
on Instagram, yeah. With the whole Jimmy Butler thing.
All these
crazy little suspension, clips. After this, like, indefinite suspension or whatever, they tagged each other. Like, Jimmy tagged him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're still talking. But
Kevin Love knows he's on the way out. He has to. He has to know that they're not.
I don't think he's on the way out. I don't think he's on the way out. Kevin Love has good vibes. You gotta have some jokester.
You think Pat Riley is gonna go for these jokey jokes?
I think Pat Riley likes the jokey jokes. Really? From Kevin Love, I think he likes the jokey jokes.
Okay. Keeping the locker room lighthearted.
Yeah.
He's class clown, right?
Class clown, you know? Lightheartedness.
Now, nobody could be mad at K-Love.
Nah. That was 15 Minutes of Heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com or call them 832-930-6181. Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. We had some fun today on a Tuesday. Want to let you guys know one more time, we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Got travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $5,000 for each guest. That's a total of $20,000. Easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. You log in to your account or register for a new one. And you can listen to WQAM or any participating station. You listen each day for a minimum of an hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. You got a great prize and your chance to win. Listen to WQAM.com on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd of 2025. So next upcoming March, this upcoming March. And it's a national contest, ladies and gentlemen. You want to see Bam Adebayo make fun of Kalel Ware for his answer yesterday, Leroy?
Yes. Yes.
Kalel Ware was asked about what he's looking for in lobs, and Bam Adebayo puts head in hand because of how obvious Kalel Ware's answer was.
the lob. What are you watching for when they're catching the ball in terms of what the defense is overreacting to? And when do you know the lob is coming?
Whenever the ball is in there. I mean, I wait for the ball to go in there first and I jump and go get it. So. All right, thank you guys.
If that ain't a rookie answer, I don't know what is.
You know what was funny? Because at one point, Bam was.
Oh, yeah.
On the side of that.
Oh, dude. I remember many a rookie Bam interviews, of course.
Tommy mentions this a lot, and I'm not sure. You probably know as well. He says that Bam has grown, like, you know, substantially since his rookie year in regards to interviews. I know he still does that throat clear thing.
He does do the throat clearing thing.
Yeah, but he said that. He was, like, almost his rookie year, you couldn't even speak to him, that he wasn't doing anything.
Can I just tell you, like, I don't know why people think because you can play basketball or you can play football that it automatically makes you a damn public speaker. It doesn't. So why? What are you expecting from these 20, 21-year-olds, right, that have never had to speak in front of people to be interviewed every day?
Well, I do know one thing. For a 39-year-old coach, I expect better than this.
The community. Duval.
That makes me uncomfortable every time it's played.
Tobin, if I told you that this was Will Ferrell doing a Saturday Night Live skit,
you explained it perfectly saying that.
Right. It's,
yeah, it feels like a parody.
Duval. It really does.
Jacksonville. The community. Duval.
Oh, Jesus.
That's bad.
I really hope it's actually on SNL this week.
Oh, my God.
Spelled.
Dude. Hey, dude. Liam, Coach Cohen. You better win fast, dude. I'm right now. You better come out of the gate 3-1.
All right, dude. Alabama, Rolling Tide, everyone.
It's right, no, dude. It's right there with the Brian Kelly faking the accent.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's right. Like, I haven't heard something this awkward from a coach since Brian Kelly faking the accent.
No, because you were pretty hard on Nick Sirianni.
Nah, dude, I was, but not as bad as Brian Kelly faking that he was Southern. My family, hey,
that was worse.
What is he doing?
What is he doing? He.
The community. Duval.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Can I just tell you?
Our reactions there would have been just like Bam with the face palm.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you this? Is that the first time he goes into a meeting, somebody is going to go, Duval. You play, you best. You, oh, gosh.
There's definitely they got Josh Hines Allen, who's like, we're doomed. He's like, another year. He's like, this guy, he's probably thinking to himself, finally, you know, he goes, we got rid of Urban Meyer. All right, Doug Peterson was washed with his visor. Who do we got here to lead the franchise? Who is going to take us to the top?
The community. Duval.
You know what else I noticed?
Gives me the willies.
He probably felt like he ate there.
And I promise you, he was like, hun, you sure this tie matches? Right? Because you know how they try to wear the tie of the team?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, it's green.
Too dark of a green, not more than teal.
Yep.
Jeez.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, he looks like he's getting ready to slam a beer and crush the can over his head. Right? Let the soup fool you.
I will now exit all of my Zoom meetings that way.
Duval. SDI says,
to do the eyebrow.
Saying Duval when your team's name is Jacksonville is stupid. He said it fine. This is a classic SDI, like, swerve to the other side of it. Yeah. No, dude, their thing is very clearly their county. It's not that hard. He really messed it up.
Mm. Sounded like Jacksonville was haunted when he said it.
Duval. He does sound like a ghost that stole somebody's swag.
It's just so strange.
Oh my god,
it's so bad. That is so
Dave South says the intangibles final boss.
But then here's the funny part, he tried to like Duval, like he tried like you know,
he's
like
old, you know what the
old coach would say, how do y'all say that, Duval? Like he would like walk through it, right? He wouldn't just go ahead on and just put it out there.
And the level that which he did it reminded me of like when I used to play like with my wrestling toys and pretend to do the audience where I'm like, ah.
Yeah, like he didn't, he wasn't fully engaged. Like he's like,
hold on, we're not just gonna let him go by. Wait,
this wrestling toys.
When I was a kid and I used to play with my wrestling dolls.
I never said I was a kid.
Action figures?
Yes. So like
let me tell you something, Froggy.
Last week.
You think they talk about he got the little dude. I can't unsee that. I can't unsee you play with
didn't
WWE.
You just picture him like
yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You guys should
Croak Hogan.
Okay. last week was a crazy match. You guys should have seen it.
So you can
I put on a hell of a pay per view. I want you guys to know that.
You think you it'll suck up the most flies here in this swamp?
Oh, speaking of, I don't know why this.
Hey, by the way, there's certain things that you just keep to yourself. That's probably one of them that you play with WWE dolls.
They're action figures.
Why do you think he's so concerned about Logan Paul boxing? He's like, you can't ruin WrestleMania. You know?
If they get
don't worry, Marco. Something tells me Logan will make it to the U.S. Championship.
If they get injured in real life, I start limping with my action figures. So,
you
know.
you had less
concern for the dude that nearly decapitated himself for flying out of the ring than Logan Paul, who might get punched in the face by his brother.
Right.
Logan Paul, babyface, you know?
I mean, like, holy smokes, Marco. I just have a feeling that Marco's would be in the living room playing with his toys on the table in front of the TV while watching recording of WWE.
His
wife would just walk by shaking her head.
Yeah.
He's just got undies and socks on.
A little ball right there.
And he gets mad at Tadpole for trying to move one of the action figures.
Like, don't do that. Don't do that, son.
That's daddy's toys.
Hulk Hogan's always a good guy.
Gotta explain the rules, dude. Explain the rules.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong? Man. I've learned a little bit about you, Marcos.
Right? I'm going to invite you guys to the next pay-per-view. I don't think you guys are really understanding.
we just show up. We're here for the pay-per-view. And you just whip out your action figure.
First, I lower the lights in the room. I put on the Spotify playlist.
He's got his own fog machine.
Look.
And this little action cameraman.
Yeah. You got a little cameraman with the iPhone. You know, people record stuff with the iPhone. The iPhone's going by the smoke. And your wife is sitting at the door just looking in.
Shaking her head.
Not the proudest moment for sure.
All right. That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. HBO,
they knew.
You're a dirty, dirty, dirty bitch. What's up with your boy?
Hope you motherfuckers have a good day.